Mulliner Knights by P.G. Wodehouse, read by Jonathan Cecil. Chapter 1. The Smile That Wins. The conversation in the bar parlour of the Angler's Rest had turned to the subject of the regrettably low standard of morality prevalent among the nobility and landed gentry of Great Britain. Miss Postlethwaite, our erudite barmaid, had brought the matter up by mentioning that in the novelette which she was reading, a viscount had just thrown a family solicitor over a cliff. "Because he'd found out his guilty secret," explained Miss Postlethwaite, polishing a glass a little severely, for she was a good woman. "It was his guilty secret this solicitor had found out. So the viscount threw him over a cliff. I suppose, if one did but know, that sort of thing is going on all the time." Mr. Mulliner nodded gravely. "So much so," he agreed, "that I believe that whenever a family solicitor is found in two or more pieces at the bottom of a cliff, the first thing the Big Four at Scotland Yard do is make a round-up of all the viscounts in the neighbourhood."
"Baronets are worse than viscounts," said a pint of stout vehemently. "I was done down by one only last month over the sale of a cow."
"Earls are worse than baronets," insisted a whisky sour. "I could tell you something about earls."
"How about OBEs?" demanded a mild and bitter. "If you ask me, OBEs want watching too."
Mr. Mulliner sighed. "The fact is," he said, "reluctant though one may be to admit it, the entire British aristocracy is seamed and honeycombed with immorality. I venture to assert that if you took a pin and jabbed it down anywhere in the pages of Debrett's Peerage, you would find it piercing the name of someone..."